We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie over there?
I am doing well, thank you. It's like a birthday week because
it is a birthday week.
I know. Mine's March 8th.
So. You're going to be a year older.
I am. People say,
Do you feel a year older?
No.
See? That's what everybody says.
I know. People say, what do you do for your birthday? I said, aging, getting older. That's what I'm doing, darn it. But yeah, it's good to have a birthday. As a matter of fact, Ashley Seymour is one of our employees, and she was having a birthday. Today was her birthday, actually.
Yay.
She was supposed to be here, but unfortunately, something happened where she couldn't come in.
Aww.
So I know we miss her. But we have somebody else that's here with us right now, and her name is Jessica Dale, and she is a new hire, Jay. She was just signing papers with her mother, Cindy, who's here to help her.
Dun, dun,
and,
dun.
And she's visually impaired, just like Ashley Seymour is, and I'm so proud of you for being here, and I'm so, so excited for you to be joining us on our team here at MTA.
Thank you so much. This is huge.
Well, I love it. So now, how did you find out there was even a job available, or how did you get connected with MTA?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so long story short, when I was in high school, I was on the LAC, the Local Advisory Council.
Okay.
And so I've known about MTA and been using their services for years.
Good.
And I love it.
I'm so glad.
Good.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Aw. Well, we're so glad that you're working here with us now, too, because Ashley had said the same thing. And you'd known Ashley for years back as well.
I have. Yes. At one point, we actually had a job together at, I think it was a school or something in Flint, putting together Braille textbooks. And loved that.
Oh, really? Good. Was that a temporary job or just what they had, or, you know, until the books were finished?
Yeah, just for the summer. So like Ashley had a stack of pages and then I had a stack of pages, and it allowed us to talk and get to know each other, because if I had page 15 and she needed page, or if I had page 15 and needed page 16, there was a chance she probably had it. So,
well, when she first started here, she was doing surveys. You know, she was calling people on the phone, and she needed a program called JAWS. It was about a $1,200 program. Mm-hmm. But our CEO, Ed Benning, is so understanding and so wonderful. He said, yep, we will invest that within her. And we had a tablet made for her. And now you're going to be using that tablet and doing the same thing, aren't you?
I am, yes. Ed is great.
Isn't he, though? He's
wonderful. We are actually family friends with him.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yes. That's great.
I forget how we initially met him, but we've known him for a long time.
Well, your mom, Cindy, is sitting there shaking her head. She knows how you guys met, but she won't talk. She's like, no, I'm not going to say
She pushed the
anything.
Microphone away.
The
she
microphone
talk.
Is right there. Just want to tell us how you met Mr. Benning. Is it church? Nope, she won't say. She's adamant.
She's being silent.
She doesn't remember either. Okay, that's okay. Okay. Well, I understand. So I'm so excited you're going to be working here. And the surveys are the things you're going to be doing first? Is that because that's what Ashley did, but she's worked her way up to being a manager. That's how quickly she worked up. And wow. You can too, I know.
I have no idea. Martina, who I'll be directly reporting to, she'll be my direct supervisor. She basically just said that I'd be taking phone calls. I don't know.
Like customer service, perhaps, right?
Yeah, which I love. I love customer service.
Which you're going to be great at because you've already used the services and you understand if somebody's in a situation where they might need extra help with, you know, visibility. Now, are you totally blind or do you have some sight? How is it that you are? I know Ashley, she has nothing. There's just darkness for her.
I have very little. I'm always advised to tell people that I have no usable vision.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Well, so you can understand so much when somebody like that calls and says, hey, I have an issue. You can help them out more than anybody else.
Absolutely. And Stephanie, you mentioned JAWS earlier.
Yes.
I do use JAWS.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I've been using JAWS, since JAWS 10, probably.
It's an expensive app, isn't it? I mean, from what we had to pay, was, yep. I think, $1,200.
Actually, now, it's not that bad.
Good.
If you're just using it for your own personal use at home.
Oh, sure.
If you're just using it for your own personal use at home, it's like $95 a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
I think we just bought the program outright, so I think we have it.
Yeah, we have what do they call a perpetual license.
Okay, that's so, where the difference came in.
Yeah.
But now we needed it.
Which means it never expires. Perpetual means it never expires.
Sure. It's so we had it for Ashley, and now that she's worked her way up and doesn't need it any longer, now you can be using it. So it worked out great. It was perfect. So when do you start? When's your start date?
March 18th.
Yay.
Another week and a half.
Yes, yep. Absolutely. Well, I'm not sure when this is going to air, when you hear it, but yeah, March 8th.
I think this week being, I think.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, my birthday's on Friday, March 8th, and it's going to play.
Yay.
And I do accept, you know, presents and lottery
tickets. Yes, I know. Yep.
I'm teasing. And you just had a birthday. When was your birthday?
I did. My birthday was February 19th.
Oh, and is it okay to say your age? Because I know how old you are. Is it okay?
Yes.
Well, people lie about her age, so she's 29. That's what everybody wants to be.
No way. Really?
That's the best age ever,
wow,
isn't it?
Oh, she looks great.
She does, doesn't she? I know. And Ashley's having her birthday today. So it's a birthday week.
I know. It's great. It's a wonderful birthday.
I know. So I'm so excited you're going to be joining. You said you had another job before, putting the Braille books together. Have you had a job besides that?
Oh, my goodness. I've had a lot. And speaking of birthdays and all, I got an email from Cameron, I think it
was.
I think it was.
Yeah, Cameron that works here. Yep.
On my birthday.
Oh, saying that you were hired? I love that. What a great birthday gift.
Those are great birthday gifts, yeah.
Well, I had written to check in to see what was going on.
Yes, and I said, call him and find out what's going on, because when's your start date? Come on in and do the podcast. Yep. And you call right back. Yep, he called. That was great.
And I got an email.
Wonderful.
On my birthday.
That was the best ever. Well, I went on Facebook because I wanted to be friends with you. You said you sent me a friend request and I had not seen that. So I went back to say yes. And you said, my biggest passions are helping people in technology. I'm a Christian. I'm a ham. And my call is K-E-8-U-P-E. So you do ham radio too.
I do.
Totally awesome.
Yep. I've met so many people from all over the world.
I bet. What's the most exciting person you met doing the ham radio?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe she should be a dispatcher, too. She could do that since she's on the radio. And uh-huh. She knows, yeah.
Maybe.
You never know what that job. This is what I love about working here is people have worked their way up. Arntina, you said that was helping you get hired. She started out as a driver, and then she went to become a janitor, and then she worked at HR, and now she's going to be the customer service manager is why she's now your supervisor. So you can do the same thing, and just like Ashley as well.
That's what she actually told me. She actually told me that she recognized me.
Oh, really?
Martina did, yeah.
Oh, okay. How, she recognized you because she had seen you before?
Yeah. She used to work for Flint Schools.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, and you're kind of memorable.
Thank you. And I went to school in Flint. I went to elementary in Flint.
Oh, okay. Which elementary school did you attend?
DTM, Durant Tremont.
Oh, sure. That was a good school.
Who unfortunately no longer has their low vision program.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. Yeah, that was very needed.
What are those guys going to do now?
I don't know. Well, when you said I'm a ham, I thought you meant you're just a big old ham. You liked attention. But then I realized you're a ham radio person, which is great. And you said you did that because while you were in college, you were under a lot of stress and the ham radio kind of helped you relieve that stress and have a good time.
It did. I definitely needed something else to do to get my mind off of all that.
Did you finally graduate from college?
I did not.
That's okay. You don't even need to. I just wondered if you had. What were you studying?
Computer science.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Oh, that's what Jay does. Yes, yeah. He's an IT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. They're looking for somebody right now, too, aren't they?
Yes. Actually, we were just welcoming somebody new here in the next couple weeks. So.
Really? Oh, I'm glad you got that position filled.
Wonderful. That's one of them. We got another one that we're hiring for, too.
So. Wow. Okay, great. Well, now, Jessica, I want to say thank you for being a fan. You said you listen to the podcast all the time.
Yes, I do.
I know you do, because when Jay said it, he thought Ashley Seymour may have been one of the first ones on. You said episode two.
That's fantastic.
Knew. Yep, she was. And actually later today, because I told her I would, I'm going to post that episode that has her in it to my Facebook.
Oh, I love it. Wonderful. And once this is aired too, which it should be this Friday.
I think it's Friday, I believe.
Yes, we are going to send that to you. We post it on Facebook. I have my own personal page. And since I did radio for 21 years, I have a lot of people that might hear it from that. And we also post it to the MTA page and Friends of Public Transportation and Twitter and LinkedIn and everywhere else we can. So feel free to share it and I'll send it to your Facebook page as well.
awesome.
Yes. You're gonna, when you hear yourself back, you might not like it because, well, you did the ham radio, so you know your voice sounds different on the inside than what you think's coming on the outside.
Yep.
You've heard that before, right? Your voice?
I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, anytime I was on the radio, I let somebody do the like, weather or something. They would say, that doesn't sound anything like me. Because you inside your head, it sounds different than when it comes out in the microphone. But you have a great voice. You know that? You could do radio.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you could.
It's cheerful, too. That's where you're going to make a great customer service employee because they're going to love hearing your voice and how sweet you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you and Jay. It's like a big family here.
Yep.
We really love working with each other.
Yep.
I know. I'm excited to join the family.
Well, good. You are part of the family. You're our little sister because you're younger.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see more of your mom. We won't hear from her, but we'll see her.
she's afraid to talk.
But she's taking some pictures, and I asked if she could send them to me, so we'll put those on Facebook. You're okay with that, aren't you, being a celebrity on Facebook?
Absolutely.
I thought since you're a ham, you wouldn't mind.
Yep.
You can even send them to me if you want.
Oh, sure. I sure will. I'll have them. I'll post them everywhere.
Yep.
So is there anything else you want us to know about you? Is there anything else in your background you want to share or your aspirations or anything that you're looking forward to working here?
I don't know. I'm just really excited about this new opportunity.
It's a wonderful one. I think you're going to make a career out of this. It's not just going to be a summer job. It's going to be a career for you. And I can see you working your way up already.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope so.
Maybe you'll have Martina's job. You'll be the customer service manager one day.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you said you had some questions, but you couldn't remember what they were. Had you thought about those questions yet?
I do. I have one question, and it's for you.
Oh, okay. Well, bring it up. Hope I can answer it.
I hope so, too. You might even laugh.
Okay. I'm sure I will. You're very funny. What is
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Yes.
The question is, where did you get the nickname Jay always says at the beginning of the podcast?
What's the nickname you always give me? Stephanie K from MTA?
Stephanie K from MTA.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, because it rhymed. I'm Stephanie K from MTA. I did a morning radio show here in town for 21 years, and my name is actually Stephanie K Confer. But when I started, they said, you shouldn't use your last name when you're out there, so just use Stephanie K as your... So I just used Stephanie K. Yep. And then I started working here. I thought, well, Stephanie K from MTA. It kind of works.
It rhymed. We liked it. It just flowed.
It was just meant to be, for sure.
Nice.
It was meant to be, yes. And my when I went to do my Comcast, you know, when you have the email, they couldn't take Stephanie K Confer. So I had to do K, like a CK. It had to be the Confer C. Yeah, Confer K. So it was Stephanie CK. And I worked at CK. So it's like there's, seems to be.
Ooh, that's CK 105.5.
CK 105.5. Yes, that's what it was.
105.5. That's right.
It's like things just come to you, I guess, sometimes.
Yep,
it's meant to be. It was meant to be that you're here. So
yes.
This is great. We're going to have you back maybe in about a year to find out how you've worked your way up or how you like it. And I'm sure the people that call in are going to be so grateful when they get you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's great. Mom, anything last words from you?
She's just nodding her head.
She just won't talk. Yeah. Well, she's a big ham and you're just so quiet over there. Okay, maybe next time. Maybe next time you'll see how easy it is and you'll do it. Maybe not. Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for bringing her in. And I want to thank you, Jessica, for your time and sharing all the wonderful things you had to offer.
No problem. I don't yet have my new work email, but when that becomes available, I will provide it to the respective people. Yep.
Okay. I can tell you what's going to be. Jay, your last name, at mtaflint.org.
Awesome.
That's how it's going to be.
That's what it's going to be.
Yep. It always is for all of us.
And I can make sure of that because, you know.
And Jay, which email should they call if they want to be a guest on our podcast?
That's easy. Just podcasts@mtaflint.org.
Okay. Have you been checking it? Do we have anybody that want to be on yet?
It's actually in my Outlook and I check it every day.
Okay, good.
It's on my phone and everything.
So if you want to be a guest, that's what you have to
do. That's right. You just send us an email.
Or just call me. Yeah, email me. Me out.
We'll just give out Stephanie's personal
there
email.
There you go, yeah.
Her personal email and her personal phone number so you can just
call
her.
And my address.
Yeah, why not?
My social security number. Yeah, what the heck. Well, thank you once again, girls, for both coming in. We really appreciate that. I can't wait to revisit this maybe in about a year if you're willing.
Absolutely. Oh. I'm willing to be interviewed anytime. I love the spotlight.
Oh, good.
So she is a ham. Not only a ham radio operator, but she's a ham.
And thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate that. Listen every week as we bring you something wonderful, free, and entertaining, and just helpful in the community on our On the Road with the MTA.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community,
your connection your way.